Should I go on? This is not the rule. The rule is to appreciate it because, first of all, honestly, I believe the gift Shams handed to Rumi, he meant it for me and for you as well. Because to him, there is no I. It's only that we. And we have this. Because where is this? Rumi is dead. This is in we. In that collective desire to understand the real happiness, you see. For that, you should understand that there are some exceptional people and they will know everyone without talking to them or seeing their action. And they will go inside of you. Why did I do that? Do you remember? So if there are some people here, they go inside you. Why? This is their job. Oh yes, there is a job. What do we call them? Jawasisul Qulub. So the spies of the heart. Because we don't care about you, your body, your face and your appearance. What do we care? We don't even care about your intelligence that much. We care about the heart, because over there, everything is possible. And the only thing you should do is open a window, and that's it. But our problem is this, outside. You said, they are people that they will go in you. Like what? Like imagination, and they will know the secret of your heart, means moment, means feeling, passion, and all that. These are the people. You know why it's easy for them to understand that, to go in you? These are the people who receive the light of that source which is attracting all of us towards the goodness. Because to us, this universe is a machine. Means a designed, functional project. How we declare it? First of all, we declare ourselves idealists. Means we believe in idea? Means that the good ideas is here? We know what the good idea is? No. Idealism is a silly name for only one reason. These people are the people that believe before the existence of this universe, the idea of it was somewhere. Means this is planned. There is an idea behind existence. It's not that it just happened. The idea was there. Therefore, idea is what? Is the beginning and end. Do you remember? We mixed them up and said, the fruit is the beginning. So there is no beginning and end. It's a loop, goes like that, and the referral point is idea. This is thought. How? First of all, the existence, in a way, we are sure that has started with motion. Motion is the basic of existence. If you succeed to stop one electron, not to turn around, what will happen? Nothing. There is no electron. Nothing happens. doesn't explode, doesn't transform. It doesn't exist, because for existence it needs that motion. From electrons up to galaxies, everything is turning around. Why? Oh, scientifically, because of dark energy. By dark energy, I mean 70% of the universe we know zilch about, we call it dark energy. There is another 25% we call dark matter, because we don't want to confess that we know only 5% of the existence. 4% is hydrogen and helium, 1% is metal. Metal, I mean the rest. I mean all those stuff in Mendeleev. Do you remember all that stuff? All of them are called metals. And they are 1%. A little bit less than 1%. This is this universe. And everything is in motion. High speed and more than that. The real problem with our science is when we observe that they are going faster and faster, as if the energy is still pushing them, okay? We don't say it's pushing, because we look around and we see pulling, right? What we see is mass and attraction, gravity. So what are we looking at? We could imagine, oversimplify, yes, that this universe had happened like a machine. The source is a magnet. A magnet is that part that we don't know what it is, dark energy or whatever, is pulling everything towards what? Towards motion and change. This is how we see it. So to us, the universe is evolving with what? That magnet. You understand? Do you remember the magnet? If you forget the magnet, all I try to explain here will be mishmash. The magnet, what is the magnet? Because I could prove it, I could show it to this 6-year-old boy, that magnet which is pulling the universe. Attraction towards beauty. That's why I always bring art. Your heart is being attracted to a good music, period. So it's quite visible that there is something out there which is not physical stuff. Because physically, it's only vibration, right? When they're playing violin, what are you listening to? Some vibration only. But when it is in those magical proportions only, nothing else happens over there. Just the proportion of jumping from this vibration to the other one, going back, going up. And it's magic. It's a very simple magic. You're attracted to it. Why? Huh? Because you fall in a guessing game. They go from here to here to here. You're waiting for that. They go here. Then you wait, okay, now they do this. No, they do that, they go back. It's a guessing game. Nothing else is there. Talking about the attraction of the music, which is undeniable. It has been here forever. Even in the most primitive form of life, before the fire, they had the flute. They played the music. What is that? We are talking about these kind of attractions. He said, there are people who know the source of this. They know the secret of it. So, for them, you are not that difficult. We are not bragging about them. We are trying to make you understand that you are not difficult to be seen. You are not that invisible, blah, 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 blah. It is visible. And to remember that you are the visible one. When you are looking in a desert, if you are flying with a plane, who do you notice? The last one are noticeable. The guy who are in the path, you don't notice them, because in the path they're the last one. You are visible. The masters are not visible. Why? Why aren't they visible? This is not fair. I want to see them. No, they are invisible, because that was the first point you forgot. When you polish yourself, you become invisible. They're polished. Even looking at them, you will see yourself. So do not brag about finding them. You should polish yourself, then be hopeful that they will find you. Let's go back to the bricks that you're going to throw away. You remember that? They said, let me tell you something. When you look at those bricks, which one do you throw out first? Neither. It's like when you are cleaning up your closet. Take out the first thing you don't like, you put it in that corner, then another one that you like lesser, you put it there, you pull this back, and at the end of the day, you have thrown only one pair of socks. I said, this is how you do it. Even inside you do the same. Okay, but let me tell you something. Don't go through that. Any of you who want to really do a very good cleanup in a closet, I will teach you a very simple technique. And it's very simple, extremely. It goes like this, that it depends on how big closet it is and how much you could put time in it. I say every single night before sleeping, go in your closet, find only one thing, just one, and throw that out, and go and sleep. You will not think about it twice. If you throw away three stuff, you will dream about it. I said, listen, in these courses, what we are doing, we are going to get rid of some of those stuffs. Therefore, be clever. Get rid of the worst one, the less worthy of them. This is like you are crossing a river and the boat is broken. Don't waste your time thinking about the lesser stuff. Think about the most important stuff. Then he came back to the Lokman again. This is the paragraph we are in. In this paragraph, he talked almost nonsense because he went around the subject to see it from so many different angles. He talked about when we bring in these junoon, first of all, it doesn't taste good to you. Then you look at it and you will see that we need a lot of patience here. And you know what? You miss the point. Because the story is simple. First time that you listen to it. Second time is not. So you avoid the second time. Let me tell you the story second time. Okay? There is this master and there is Lokman and there is a melon. Yes, and he will cut one piece of melon and will hand it to Lokman. You see, this time you are impatient. If I go piece by piece, you get frustrated because now you understand that if it was you, you would not eat that melon. And you envy the Lokman.